Thank you very much. To continue about the poverty line, Thailand have a socio-economic survey every 2 years. And sister can see in this map about the poverty line in the world. The blue one means above people income above the poverty line. So sister can see Thailand, this Thailand, this is Thailand. Thailand is over the poverty line, above the poverty line. So fortunately to show sister. And about the household debt. The household debt has grown to a dangerous level right now, about 27% of GDP, and could hurt the economy further as they tend to rise along with unemployment. This is a new survey by the University of the Thai Chamber of Commerce. Sorry for in Thai in this graph. I want to show about the depressive illness. This is the bar, the tallest bar, about the depressive illness of the people in the northeastern part of Thailand. And this is in the north part of Thailand. They have a depressive illness highest. Maybe sister know about the red shirt, white, yellow shirt, white shirt, and blue shirt about Thailand. But in this, the tallest bar about the depressive illness. But in this sector, northeastern part of Thailand, also many red shirts may be correlated with poverty, may be correlated with education, or maybe about political conflict. About the World Bank in 1995, World Bank issued about a revolution about wealth index consists of 60% of human capital, 20% of environmental capital, only 20% of build capital, factories, and capital at any. But I concern about human capitals, means social organization, human skill, and knowledge. So I link with the partnership many sector for 9 years. Partnership within public, private, NGOs, and volunteer, and in the community, governors in the communities, about human capital, because human should know about the change. About GDP in Thailand, end of last year, -4.3%, and this year, maybe end of this year, maybe 2 or 3%, maybe better. Inflation rate on April this year, -0.9%, unemployment on this year, February, 1.9%, quite good, related with this, in this area, in this region, quite low. About the social safety nets, while recognizing the important role of markets and fair trade, a perspective of balancing growth with ensuring minimum living standards and social safety nets was present as essential requirement. A Thai social safety net, like many countries in this region, it is a program seeking to prevent the poor or those vulnerable to shocks and poverty from falling below a certain poverty level. Maybe, for example, cash transfers, food-based programs, school supply, uniforms, price subsidies for food, electricity, and public transport or public works. Now, this year, this government now, they set this program quite good. For example of the organization, the Population and Community Development Association (PDA) by Professor Mechai Vila Vaitaya. The mission is empowering Thailand's rural communities to eradicate poverty. Professor Dr. Mechai Vila Vaitaya, he was a key person, very interesting. He was a key person to reduce birth rate by setting the active team approach to the communities for family planning last 30 years ago, since I started the learning in medical school. Birth rate from 30 years, the birth rate from 3.5, but right now about 1.2. So, but now we have facing with aging society. And he also a key person to reduce incidence of HIV/AIDS by introduce Thai people to know and use condom. He gave his name Mechai. Mechai, his name mean win, to win, the winner, Mechai. Mm-hmm. He gave his name Mechai with the condom, and he told Thai people to use thung yang Mechai. Thung yang mean condom. You should use thung yang Mechai. If you use condom Mechai, maybe you are the winner. Protect about birth rate, reduce the birth rate, and reduce the incidence of HIV/AIDS. So, Thung Yang Mechai, Thai people know about from his name. And now, right now, about HIV/AIDS. Since HIV came into Thailand about 20 years ago, HIV/AIDS came in Thailand about 25 to 30 years ago, prevented by condom Mechai. But right now, in this year, incidence of HIV/AIDS now in Thailand rising and rising and rising because of teenage sexual in school, sexual in the community, sexual in not prevent in school age or teenage sexual in them, they use condom about 30 to 40% already. So rising of HIV/AIDS. And Professor Dr. Mechai Vila Vaitaya, he received many, many awards. And for example, two awards from Bill Gates Award for Global Health 2007. And last year, SCORE Award for Social Entrepreneurship from SCORE Foundation. And now he start the special school in the North East province to find the new ways of education that will fit for the next generation children. But he connect with the partnership in Thailand. He bring sponsorship from more than 1,000 private organizations to give to raise the fund for the school and for the communities. About the school lunch program, since 1982, a school lunch program, a project born from the awareness of governments, aims to solving the problem of malnutrition in children. From Her Royal Highness Princess Sirinthorn. Her Royal Highness said, the health of the people in the villages, especially preschool children who are beginning life, should be improved to the level better than at present. A lack of nutrients in the children of this age will have a direct effect on their intellectual development. Since 1982, why Her Royal Highness said like this? Because sister can see in 1982, malnutrition disease in children about 51%. And after we implement the program, in 1991, about 10 years, reduced to 19% only, and in 2006, reduced to 70%. Her Royal Highness also stressed that the development of a small child should begin in the mother's womb, which means that the good health of the mother herself should be stressed. I want to show about something about the direction of movement of all people in Thailand, because 90% are Buddhist. Now, the government and the civil society try to set the direction or the goal of the people to move with the Buddhist economy. The Buddhist economy from the Buddhism of the Buddhism means from the Gautama Buddha, Lord Buddha, who lived in more than 2,100 years ago in the ancient India. One of his key teachings is that suffering is caused by the way we perceive things and ourselves. From things appear to us, so we become attached to them and we develop desire for them. The reality of things is that they are transient, impermanent, and therefore cannot produce the lasting happiness that we expect from them. I said about this because Thai people try to move. We set the process, or we set the movement, or we join, or we connect. Now, last 2-3 years, we try to join, to move by the push the Buddhist economy in the villages, in the community, because we want the Buddhist people to know about the self-sufficiency, about the suffering because we attach. About the Hazel Henderson, a leading thinker on new economics, he said about the compassionate economy. About 2-3 years ago, the economists in the world, they meeting annual conference about the what is the economy should direct for resolve the war or resolve the world crisis. And they said, conclude in the Buddhist economy, not Buddhist religious, Buddhist economy means everyone in the world should know about sufficiency, self-sufficiency, caring, love, peace, caring and sharing. This is in the Buddhist teaching. In Thailand, we had annual conference, annual gathering of the Buddhists every year. And this is, I show only about the female Buddhist, nun or monk. Maybe sister outing for Bhikshuni. Bhikshuni, nun mean Mechi. Bhikshuni, that sister outing to explore Bhikshuni, mean like the monk. And annual gathering for female Buddhists every year, annually. We are concerned about all cause of suffers of human and ecology, and in the gathering have dialogue with intervention. What is the intervention to make peace in the real time? For example, many nuns in Thailand move to work any province like the sister, any province like in the mountain or anywhere in Thailand, and all the monks, Buddhist monk. And maybe sister heard about the Buddhist nun organization in Taiwan called Shuji, yes. I impressed very much about Shuji, because Shuji is a Buddhist nun who have done many things to reduce suffer such as poverty, disaster, and so many around the world with a rapidly approached team, a rescue team. About Millennium Development Goals. In Thailand, we also talk about how to empowering people for human security. To understand the dangers of environmental pollution, spread of infectious disease such as HIV/AIDS, massive population movements, and particularly the threat of transnational crime and terrorism. About the discrimination and equality, we also have the problems about gender, marital status, family status, age, disabled, religious belief. But I think maybe in this region, Thailand maybe I think maybe better. Poverty reduction and social development. Employment and social protection. Many organizations, NGO groups in the community, they move very much now, right now. And about the good news for me, Professor Mohammad Yunus, who won the Nobel Prize in 2006 in economy, he had set Yunus Center in Asian Institute of Technology in Thailand in last August. So I think I can learn from him, enjoy and inspire from him, I think. Her Royal Highness, very lovely. Very lovely. Her Royal Highness Princess Mahachakri Sirinthorn, now in charge for many loyal development projects. Her Royal Highness used the principle of education as a means for community and social development. She also run several philanthropic organizations and foundations. For example, Thai Red Cross Society, Chai Patana Foundation. The Chai Patana Foundation is the project for development and environmental preservation projects. Ananta Mahidol Foundation to promote higher education to learn abroad. And Sai Chai Thai Foundation for support disabled. Very beautiful program project. Prince Mahidol Award Foundation to award prize annually to members of the international community for outstanding performance in the fields of medicine and public health. And also the advisor of the Committee of Thai Junior Encyclopedia Project. About the Royal Development Project. Include the development of water source, agriculture, environment, occupational promotion, public health, transportation, communications, public welfare, and other important projects. I want sister to know about this because it means the direction of the Thai people to push the Thai government, Thai people to set the direction, follow the footstep, the king footstep. The principle of the Royal Development Project. 1. Tracking the immediate problem. The king always emphasized that his project aimed to solving the immediate problems facing the nation. The king stressed, we must relieve the HIV in order to be in the condition to think. The best method is to proceed step by step and not to overhaul the whole system. to development according to steps, necessity, and economy. The king emphasized development work, which aimed to strengthen the community with the words, expulsion from within, which means the community and village must be strengthened before export to the outside world. 3. Supporting. His Majesty said, helping them to acquire the basic needs of life is the most effective means of assistance. 4. Topographical and sociological approach. Due to cultural difference, His Majesty used the words, development must be account of the local environment in terms of physical environment, the sociological environment, and the cultural environment. 5. Simplicity and economy. His Majesty the King employed the principle of nature cure nature, which is applicable much simpler. Economically and locally available without having to rely on heavy investment or complicated technology. 6. Promotion of modern and appropriate knowledge and technology. His Majesty stressed the necessity of having a demonstration model of success to show the farmers the model of success and apply it. So like Chitlada project that Sister will explore. His Majesty established the 6 Loyal Development Study Centers throughout the country. The center served to conduct study, experimentation, and research on modern knowledge and technology which the farmers can understand and apply in their real life. Methodology used in these centers are inexpensive and suitable for the environment and occupations of the local people. The principle of His Majesty the King approach. Expulsion from within. Thai people talk about expulsion from within very much. And I also talk to the Thai people about expulsion from within, which means the community and village target to develop must be strengthened and ready to get start before being exposed to the outside world. Holistic approach, integrated in approach. King said about the new theory. The new theory practice is served as a set of principles on the proper management of land and water source. Fundamental factors for doing agriculture to create optimum benefits for Thai farmers. Public hearing as a democratic king. His Majesty said that to help the people, we need to know the people and how and know what they want. We must apply our knowledge to help them. Our loss is our gain. Thai people said this very much. We always said about this. Our loss is our gain. The king teach about. Our loss is our gain. To lose means to obtain. The nation will progress. The well-being of the people cannot be estimated in a monetary terms. The concept of giving, we talk about the concept of giving and sacrifice. Will Thai then crumble down? The king said about to use a poor man's method of administration without being too dogmatic about theory, but with the spirit of unity in mind, that is with mutual tolerance, we will have more stability. In the second paragraph, those who stick closely to theory do not know what to be done when the textbook is closed. Finally, the textbook must be opened again on the first page. Everything goes back to the first step and back to the drawing board again. But if we use the poor man's method, if we use mutual tolerance, the textbook has no end. We will progress continuously on and on. Self-sufficiency. Enough to eat and to live with. Simple but effective. Self-supporting. The people's capability to live with independence, security, in the two levels, individual and community. Be able to change with times. Sufficiency economy is the guideline for the Thai people to make progress in life with security and charity. About the Loyal Development Project. Which exists in a great number and variety can be classified as follows. The first, which sister will be explored in next day. The projects initiated according to His Majesty's wishes. The King conducts study, experiment, implement himself inside and outside the palace. The sister will explore to the palace Chitrada. Compiled based on the recommendation of field experts using his private funds. And after that, we'll pass them on the government for further implementation. Two, the Royal Project. The Royal Project to pursue development and preservation of water resources in the watershed areas, particularly in the north of Thailand. Most of the area are occupied by Hill tribes. To help promote their well-being by convincing them to stop opium cultivation, deforestation, slash and burn activity, logging as well as smuggling of illegal merchandise and weapons, and provide assistance and advice on alternative source of incomes, cultivation of high-value rotation crops, flowers and food crops, and the raising of animals. It's very beautiful in the northern part, very many, many projects. Three, the projects under His Majesty patronage. His Majesty gives advice and guidelines to the private sector to implement using its own financial. 4. The Loyal Development Project. These are projects with His Majesty plans and advise the government agency concerned, including civil agency, spread throughout every region of the country, focus on development. The Support Project. To promotion of supplementary occupation and related techniques project under Her Majesty Queen Silikit's initiative to give an assistance to the poor in the rural area to do some kinds of inherit knowledge wisdom from the ancestors in terms of cloth wearing, handicrafts and some other artworks during their free time after harvesting. Her Majesty in the Thai silk suit dressed. And about the king. Our king have the many project. For example, the flood management is will happen in maybe in this end of this month. Maybe have flood in Bangkok and in Nakhon Pathom and in this month. The flood management in Bangkok and metropolitan areas project, we call the gambling, mean the monkey cheek, gam cheek. Mm-hmm. The gambling project. The king said, when I was 5 years old, we had monkeys and we gave them bananas. They would munch, 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 and then kept the food in their monkey cheeks. So the king said, this project, the flood management, began since he was 5 years old. The ancient monkey already had monkey cheek like this. So the fat store in the some place to prevent spread over the area. About the water project, the prevent fat and irrigation project. About the waste water, the Chai Patthana area, the treatment of the waste water. About the land, the king also concerned about the land, how to have the fertilized land proper for the farmer for agriculture. So the king said about the vetiver grass like this. About 18 years ago, the king said about vetiver grass must be planted closely to form a living wall of contour suitable to the topography of the area on highland. For example, it should be planted as a contour. About the forest, any area that has problem, the king will search for the root of the problem. To see the military in the border in the past time. About the public health. Me. I want to show a sister about how to move in on the breaking time. I had to sit with father who will in the next session about father how to move. I said to father, I want to maybe sister from any country, maybe we dialogue or father or sister sharing about something about the community base, because in my concern about the region, ASEAN Union, so migration, so everything will have many crises, I think. So if we want to strengthen of the individual or strengthen in the family, in the community, we will use the project or something about the community base to approach and have set up partnership, the private sector or any or religious sector also. How to make a partnership to make a strength in the community. And so everything, education, strength of the individual, or strength in everything, you should use a community base. And I want to show about, I have meeting with monk who is the activist monk in the northeastern part of Thailand. This monk helped the poor people in the rural area. Monk prevent about deforestation, help about agriculture, about self-sufficiency, about religious in their daily life also. And the second man in this, this is the best farmer who plant rice, grow rice. He make a best practice. To show everyone in Thailand about how to grow rice, how to plant in easy way. If you have enough water to plant, and how to you can survive. And he described how to plant the rice like this on the land with dry land. You can plant rice in easy way. You can plant rice in your house, in your school, in any area, in the top of the mountain, in any area like this. Cover the land, the dry land with the straw and use something fertilizer like this. Fertilizer on the top and drink the water, and after that you like this, plant like this, and after that rinse the water every day like you plant the flowers. It will give many, many numbers of the rice seed for you. You can. With the female in the rural area in the northeastern, all of them make, can create in economy, we call creative economy. Mm-hmm. They made from a simple rice to change them to the some special process to a normal or simple rice to the GABA rice, G-A-B-A, GABA rice, mean the substance amino acid that essential for the prevent for the brain for prevent losing of memory for in the elder like this. And when creative economy, I said creative economy for the female in the rural area in northeastern, because from simple rice, 1 kilo, she received only about 30 baht, about $1. But when they change to the GABA rice special process, they will register the special process. The GABA, G-A-B-A, amino acid, special for brain, will rising more than 10,000 times, maybe rising. Very good for brain, they will register from the ancient time, from the wisdom of the ancient. So they receive, for 1 kilo, they will receive about $3, about from $1 to $3. Like this girl in the Pathum Thani nearby Bangkok, she had done the GABA rice like in the northeastern. We call creative economy, how to plant and how to process and how to have marketing. And this is the farmer school to show how to for the farmers and for the one who want to learn, who want to change their life, unemployment person want to know to change their life. Because Thailand and in Indochina suitable for agriculture. This is the commitment announcement. We commit by many part of partnerships throughout Thailand. And we facilitated and tracked by the year-round commitment process. We announced about our sustainable development. We announced about our self-sufficiency, about a living value, about how to move. And we announced to follow the king's footsteps also. For example, like a community-based in tourism, because I said about the road across from Vietnam to Myanmar, the Silk Road, the tourism-driven economy will emerge. So in Thai population, we introduce Thai people to know about eco-tour or sustainable tourism for economy to know. We show them this is our beloved king. And last 3 years ago, United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan presented His Majesty the King with the United Nations Development Programme's first Human Development Lifetime Achievement Award, or the first person in this world. I just want to show about the main idea about the Buddhist economy. The Buddhist economy. Lord Buddha touched about middle path. Mm-hmm. The main idea is middle path. The concept is sufficiency, rational immunity, the condition, knowledge, merit, and effort. The goal of expected, expectly sounds, linking way of life, economic, social, environment, politics, create balance, security, fair, sustainability, and prepare for change. About GNHR, GDH, Gross National Happiness Indicator, GDP is not tell us about happiness. We always talk about GNH, Gross National Happiness Indicator, about well-being index. The well-being indicator in Thailand have construct in composite index that is covered in 7 components, 75 sub-components about health, knowledge, working life, income and distribution, environment, family life, and good governance. The Green GDP, Sustainable Development, the three-pillar approach, the ecological approach, the capital approach. About the three-pillar approach means the social, the economic, the environment approach or sustainable development. About the ecological approach, sustainability in the economic and social spheres is subordinate to sustainability of the environment, from environment to social and economic. And in the third pillar, the capital approach, the idea of sustainable development from a capital base. Sustainable development is development that ensures non-declining per capita national wealth by replacing or conserving the source of that wealth, that is stock of produce, human, social, and natural capital. We integration development with people at the center of the development, from focusing on economic development to human center and happiness, from separate thinking to integration of all aspects, from top-down development to bottom-up strategies. For living peacefully among people, between people, nature, and environment sustainably. For development vision, the vision is sufficiency economy philosophy. From people, community, ecosystem, natural resources, country management system, to overall happiness throughout society. Maybe dream, but we will go. Definition and component of well-being means a way of life, mental, physical, and to balance between human and nature, quality and fair economic system, strong and peaceful society, good governance and country, in country management. Balance of living, quality and fair economy, strong and peaceful society, good governance in country management. The second last. I told everyone, don't ever give up. If you realize in situation, you could manage your life appropriate to changing world. And if you look to the world with the eyes of hope, love, peace, and happiness, then you will follow God or Lord Buddha's teaching. And with love, peace, and happiness, bring me to me, sister, and all delegates here. Thank you very much. Sawasdee ka.